Here's how confident I am, Ireland.
About?
I am going to wager $10,000 mythical dollars on me winning Game of Games for September. What are you laughing at?
There's no way.
Can I get 30?
What are you all?
30 that he won't?
What are you all giggling about?
30K. You're going 30 that he won't? Okay, so I either have to go more than you.
Or, yeah.
God.
Bet on Mace. I'm telling you. I'm serious about this now. I'm serious about winning Game of Games.
I'll go 40.
All right.
Oh, wow. I'm not going 50.
Against me winning Game of Games?
Yeah. 40.
My ass, I'm winning this thing.
In the month of September.
Month of the Mace.
Okay.
Month of the Mace. All the month of September starts, actually tomorrow is September 1, but
we're starting it today.
Yeah.
Mace.
Yeah, good luck.
Mace.
Greg Bergman fixed my email.
Oh,
sure
did.
He came in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Our engineer Greg.
By the way, Mason, that was the last time I was right, since you said that on Twitter. You jerk.
What was the last time you were right?
Just right now.
That's the next time you were right. You were wrong about the shirt.
No, the shirt he was bad. Right. He
the
was
shirt
right
is
the
getting
shirt.
Rave reviews the shirt, on Instagram
the shirt's
right
an
now.
Old guy shirt.
I don't get it. I think the shirt's cool. I wish I'd get one of those in Minnesota colors. I'd definitely wear it.
Michael, I'm going to do that for you.
Oh, yes. Here's an announcement. Champagne and Nuts is correct. Steve Hartman's last day yesterday on Sports 760 is... was yesterday.
Wow. I wonder what
so
happened.
So maybe that station's changing form. He's not retiring. He's not going to be at that station anymore. He'll still do stuff.
I would think he'll
Hartman's
still do
too young
stuff.
To retire.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, how old is he? He's my age, isn't
right.
he?
And his hair's not even gray yet.
No.
Yeah.
It's all natural.
Right. All natural.
Yeah, I don't
all
think
natural.
He dies this year.
So we are bearing down now on the opening of the NFL season. Woo-hoo. I cannot wait.
Too, boy.
It's the
like
best
day.
Time
it
of
is.
Year, isn't it?
It is.
You got
have you watched any football yet?
I don't watch any preseason.
Stu Lance has watched every high school and every Division III
he probably
game
has.
That's already been on TV already.
That's true.
Yeah, I watch the real ones, but not the
hey,
exhibition
Bergman, you
games.
See what the Raiders' record was in preseason?
Perfect.
4-0. 4-0. Like they
on the
say,
way to
you should
17.
Only play three preseason games. Raiders said, screw that. We'll play four. 4-0.
Win them
Isn't
all.
Isn't that so typical, though, when you've got a new head coach, he wants to go out and win the exhibition games because he's like sending him, we're 3-0,
exactly.
Josh McDaniel. We're 3-0.
4-0.
I bought this 4-0. Up on Twitter, Mace, because nobody knows football like you around here. Why does the NFL need preseason games and college football doesn't?
It's a great question. Yep. I would completely eliminate preseason. It's a ripoff to people like Mason who are season ticket holders. And
risk of injury.
Right. And it's such an injury-heavy sport. They added another game this year, so there's going to be 17 regular season. Come on, man. Yeah. We don't need preseason.
So, yeah, if you talk to somebody like DeMarco Farr, he'll say, yeah, you need preseason because you never know who's going to emerge. And actually this year, two guys did emerge during preseason for the Rams. They're now on the 53-man roster. Lance McCutcheon, who's a wide receiver who was undrafted, I wanted to say out of Montana State,
right,
made the team yesterday in a surprise. And so did Bryce Perkins, the guy who played quarterback for the Rams during the preseason. And those guys might not have made the team without preseason games.
No, sure they would have because they would have excelled in practice.
Yeah, practice could tell.
Do you really think, can you tell the same thing in practice that you can sell in a game?
They had a joint practice with the Bengals last week, two of them.
See, I think that probably those guys made the team because they had preseason games where they could play big boy football on national TV and people would look at him and notice him. I think that kid Lance McCutcheon is probably going to be – he's in the running for fourth wide receiver. I mean, it's him, Tutu Atwell, and Ben Skoranek. Those are the three guys that would fill Van Jefferson's shoes while he's injured. But I think those guys broke out. Now, do I want to pay for these games? No. Do I think that they have
value?
Do I think they have value maybe for a team? They don't have any value for me.
Yeah.
I've not watched a Rams preseason game. I won't go to a Rams preseason game. If they've got everybody bubble wrapped, and this year it seems like even the second string guys, they had bubble wrapped and not playing.
Yeah.
I don't need to be there.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
But you're just for getting rid of them altogether.
Yep, yeah. Eliminate them. I think they should do what college football does, and when the season starts, the season starts.
Add an 18th game if you have to, but get rid of preseason.
Get rid of preseason.
Yeah, just play 18 game schedule. By the way, you wanted to bring up the Aaron Donald.
The Aaron Donald thing. Yes, Aaron Donald told the Associated Press today, Rob Matty of the Associated Press. It was just a practice. It was football. I don't want to go back to nothing negative that happened and talk about something that happened in a practice. My main focus is Buffalo. Now, here's what I would say. People are like, the Rams should do something about it. The league should do something about it. Nobody is going to take the best defensive player in the league and not put them on the field for the opener against Buffalo national TV.
Bergman would.
Bergman? You'd take Aaron Donald off the field?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Michael, would you?
He should get suspended.
Thank you.
For a game, because Mason.
Just a fine. Yeah, they should fine him.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. We understand fights happen in practice, okay? That's
yes.
Part of the game. But, Mace, it's a whole different animal when you pick up a helmet, a weapon, and you try to crash somebody in the head with it. Mason, is there any difference from picking up a helmet, swinging it at some guy's head or face, or picking up a bat and swinging it at someone's head or face? Is there any difference?
I think we're having a different conversation if either one of those scenarios, it connects.
Exactly.
Right, if it connects.
It could have connected.
And by the way, what's
the difference?
Is the baseball player with the bat, does he have a helmet on? Because that makes a difference, too.
What?
Yeah, sure. You're protected.
Are you kidding
me? In other words, in football, you're protected by a helmet.
If you had a baseball helmet on, I took a full swing at you and hit you in the helmet, that could
still... Now, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
What?
I'm saying a football helmet.
Right.
Football helmet is designed to...
Oh, I understand that. But obviously, he had someone's helmet in his hand. He was swinging at someone. Was helmetless, wasn't they? Weren't they? If this helmet's in his hand.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at it. Was it his helmet or was it a Bengals helmet?
Bengals helmet.
It was a Bengals helmet, yeah.
So when this happened in baseball, it happened like 50 years ago. Juan Marichal and John Roseboro.
Yeah.
Marichal took a bat and went after Roseboro.
Oh, yeah.
They suspended Marichal for 8 games.
In a 161-game season, 154-game season.
It's never happened since.
No, better not.
So I think that's, you know, it seems to me that that's Greg's point.
But
that
the
if you wanted to suspend Aaron Donald for this, nobody would ever do it again.
But the NFL is not responsible for overseeing conduct of players at practice, including joint practice.
You keep going to NFL. It's not about the NFL. The Rams should do it. The Rams should suspend their own player, yes, because of what he did.
This is McVay. I don't know exactly what instigated it. I think in some instances, it's teams defending each other. Fortunately, my understanding is nobody got hurt and we'll move on from it. Not going to make a bigger deal than what it is. Not going to look at pointing fingers.
All right, so maybe going back to this Marichal thing, he connected with Roseboro in the head. Mm-hmm. Roseboro would miss the next 2 games. He needed 14 stitches to close the gash on his head. Marichal was suspended for 8 game days, 10 games because of doubleheaders.
Now, if that happened today, he'd be suspended for the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If Aaron Donald connected, I think he would have been suspended. They have cover because he didn't connect.
Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't suspend him. I think once you start legislating practice, there's fights in every practice I've ever been to.
No, I understand. Fights is one thing, but picking up a weapon is something different.
Right. If he would have connected, I'd agree with you, but he didn't. So I think they can get away with it.
And the question
I always ask, and it's the same with you and I talk about in the NBA. I think they're too quick in sports to give technical fouls and ejections and everything. I would always ask, do I have to eject this guy?
Yeah.
And in this case, you don't. Hmm. You don't have to eject him. If you want to fine him, go ahead. But the minute
suspend him, you mean?
Yeah.
Not eject him. Because it wasn't a game. It was just practice.
Yeah. Suspend him.
But I don't know why a fine doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, because he makes $100 million.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, at least you're doing something. People like Greg get off. Aaron Donald's back.
It's Michael too.
Yeah, it just bothers me when I see guys that big and strong picking up helmets and swinging at people. Man, you could kill somebody,
right?
If you connect.
Well, here's the thing I love about it. It's over.
Hey,
you brought it up.
Yeah, I was thinking about something with the 49ers signing Jimmy Garoppolo.
How about that?
Isn't that going to be incredibly weird for Trey Lance? Every time he makes a mistake, isn't he going to be looking over at the bench going, oh, great, now they're going to bring Garoppolo in. Isn't it risky to keep Garoppolo? You're not really giving control of the team to Trey Lance.
Trey Lance would have to stink. He'd have to be really bad because he's going to throw interceptions. It happens. He's going to get sacked and he's going to fumble. But if he's as good as they think he is, as long as he doesn't turn into Mark Wilson. Sorry, Mark. You know, you'll be fine.
So, Michael, you are – kind of pride yourself on your ability to discover quarterbacks.
Oh, yes. I've got an eye.
Yeah, your favorite quarterbacks are Tim Tebow and Vince Young.
Yes, you have an eye.
Vince was good. It wasn't my fault he lost his way, but he was good. Even he said it. It's off the field stuff.
Let me throw you. Since we're doing football today, yeah. Okay. Justin Fields, can I have a career?
Yeah, I like him. He's smooth. He's an accurate passer. He can move. He looks smart. He's going to be nice.
Zach Wilson.
Still up in the air with him. Looks kind of shaky.
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be fine.
Really? After last year, you think he's still going to be fine?
I agree with Michael. I think he's going to be good.
He's skilled. He's going to be good.
What about Tua?
Never was high on him at Alabama. I never saw the appeal in him. He looks like he's going to be a solid backup the rest of his career. I still cannot believe the Dolphins picked him over Justin Herbert. I don't get that.
Yeah. See, of this young quarterback group, the one that has emerged above, it's Joe Burrow and
Herbert.
And Justin Herbert. Those are the two guys that have blown the doors off.
Yep.
The rest of these guys, I probably half of them will make it and half of them won't.
Fields look like he's got that it factor.
You think so?
Yeah, he can run. He's smart in the pocket. He's accurate. Yeah, he's going to be nice.
A lot of people are picking Herbert to win the MVP.
Yeah.
Chargers
would
really
have to
good,
win a bunch of games.
But I don't know if he's MVP good.
They'll have to win this division, beat out the Chiefs.
If you win that division, I'll tell you what. Yeah. If you're the quarterback that wins the AFC West, you've got a pretty good case
for MVP. If I had to put all my money on one person to win the MVP, I think I'd put it on Josh Allen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen, I think, is the – yeah, Josh Allen, I think, is probably the favorite in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think, right?
Wasn't he like the seventh player picking that draft? Mel Kiper was right about him.
Yeah, absolutely right.
But he should have been the number one pick.
Absolutely right. All right, coming up next for you, John, this is the thing that you've been waiting to get to all
Excellent.
Day.
About time.
John is like, he's like, come on, let me do my thing. Let me do – so finally.
This is what Mason says when he runs out of ideas. Mm-hmm.
He leans on you, on his co-pilot.
Exactly.
Right.
Co-pilot John.
Exactly.
Yeah, take the controls.
That's why you're here.
I will.
There's Michael.
Is that me?
All right, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm so happy my email's working.
Hands up.
It was frustrating.
Yeah, I'm glad your email is working for
Thank you.
You're welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Greg Bergman. You're underpaid, Bergman.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Well, since you're in management, why don't you just give yourself a raise?
Oh, yeah, I don't have that kind of power.
All right. Now, Michael, everyone who knows you knows that even though you're a very successful sports broadcaster, what you really wanted to be in life was a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I saw this story, and I thought of you. And tell me what the proper way to handle this would be if it happened on a flight we were on. Mm-hmm. Two pilots on an A320. That's a pretty big plane, right?
That's a Boeing, an Airbus 320. So, yeah, it's a big plane.
Okay.
It's not huge, but it's a big plane.
Okay. So flying from, this is Air France. Mm-hmm. They're flying from Geneva to Paris in June. They got into a physical fight.
In the air?
In the cockpit.
In the cockpit?
In the air?
In the cockpit.
The pilot
in
the co-pilot?
Whoa.
Air France confirmed a report in the French newspaper La Tribune. He added that the flight continued and landed safely. Investigators said that these two guys don't like each other.
Right.
They're flying together. One of them reportedly hit the other.
Whoa.
Then the two grabbed each other's collars. Cabin crew quickly intervened, and one crew member spent the rest of the flight in the cockpit to prevent the fight from resuming. Now, these guys got to be fired, right?
Immediately. They should not be allowed to fly again.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They endangered all those passengers on the plane.
What happens if they would have knocked each other out?
Or you're right, or...
And left them with...
Yeah, left them
with no pilots.
They have been fired, right? And their license is revoked?
They are under review.
Oh, my goodness. Review? Review what?
Yeah, it is a good point. What to review?
Yeah.
You know, Michael, I told Ireland this story yesterday. I didn't tell the whole story, so I will.
Yes, from Jack Harris, Dave Roberts has said that Blake Treinen is on track to be activated on Friday. He's healthy. He's ready. Just hope there's an uptick potentially in velocity and adrenaline getting in a big league game.
All right, so
that's Treinen, good news.
Now I think it's either Treinen or Evan Phillips for closer. I like Evan Phillips in that seventh, eighth inning situation like he was last night to Blake Treinen.
I agree.
I think Blake Treinen's going to wind up being the closer.
So here's a little more on this. The dispute between the two pilots began shortly after takeoff when one refused to follow an instruction.
Whoa.
After one of them reportedly hit the other, that's when they grabbed each other's collars. I think these guys are done.
Yeah, they should be. That's crazy. They endangered all those lives.
So, Michael, I was on a flight. I was coming back from Costa Rica on Saturday. When I went there, I was on a flight. Obviously, I won't say the name of the airline, but there was an incredibly rude flight attendant. Mm. Incredibly
rude.
How so?
What happened?
I asked for a seed bar, which was one of the things that they were offering, you know, as your little snack thing.
Yeah.
And she blew me off and threw Cheez-Its at me.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Yeah. Basically. Oh, yeah. She
was that bad.
Oh, she was bad.
Had an attitude.
The worst flight attendant I have ever had.
What did you do to tick her off?
She was like this to everybody.
Oh. So listen to what Mason did.
So I DM'd the airline and said, I had a very bad experience with your flight attendant. Let's call her Helen. On X number of flight.
Wait a minute. She's Latina, right? Helena.
Helena.
How do you know why she's Latina?
She's Latina, Michael.
Well, she's on a Costa Rican airline, you said?
Yeah, no, stop, Michael. She's not. She wasn't Latina.
She wasn't?
No.
I thought you said you were on like Air Costa Rica or something.
It's not Air. I don't think there is an Air Costa Rica. I was on one of the main brand flights.
Oh, okay.
But Ireland's like, no, you should not have complained.
Yeah, because now I think he just, it's, you know.
What you're doing? I'm trying to help the company.
Yeah, you're right.
I am trying to help the company. If she is alienating,
really, you're going
to
be that guy.
If she
get
is
off
alienating
my lawn,
customers,
guy.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Let me reverse this. So when I owned movie theaters, I would get complaints about particular employees, and they would be addressed. And I always thought it was very helpful that somebody said, "Hey, so and so didn't do this, or this person was rude here, or that." And I would go back and I'd follow up. And I appreciated the people that wrote me emails to complain about things.
Yeah.
So I think I was doing a great service to Helena.
Yeah. If she wasn't that, bad, then you got to point it out, because you can't have your service people treating the customers that way.
Yeah.
You and I probably wouldn't have let it go, but some people. It's okay to point it out if they're...
Our flight attendants on Delta charter flights are the best.
They're the best. Oh, man.
So, shout out, Vanessa.
I wish we were married. I wish we were married to them.
Yeah.
As good as they take care of us.
So because I complained, they offered me an upgrade.
Nice.
Did you take it?
There was only one.
Oh, now this is good dilemma.
You mean like...
So you and Juan...
So I got the upgrade. Kay. Juan was obviously on the flight. Mm-hmm. We had seats in the back of the plane.
Right.
So.
How'd you handle the upgrade?
Totally passed on it.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm not going to leave Juan back
in. Oh, he's a grown man.
I'm not going to leave Juan back in coach.
Please.
No, I went back and I sat with Juan. I'm not going to. You
botched this.
No, I did not.
There's no way I could win with Juan.
How could I win with Juan?
Give him the upgrade.
Oh, give him the upgrade.
No, but did you tell him you got the upgrade?
Dawned on me. Yeah.
And he didn't encourage you to take it?
He did.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but he encouraged me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you say something doesn't mean you mean something.
If you were married, like Michael or I know how that movie ends. If we one of us gets an upgrade, Lisa or Julie gets the upgrade.
I'm taking a guy.
That's
the leg room.
Right plan.
You're making Julie sit in the back by herself?
I need the leg room.
That's just me. That's bad.
Me?
That's bad husbanding.
That's not. No, Jorge agrees with me.
Yeah, absolutely, Brenda. You're in the back. I'm sorry.
Happy wife, happy life, Jorge.
We're both happy. We're
Bergman,
good.
And I do the right thing, passing on the upgrade altogether.
No, John was right. You give it to Juan.
Yeah, you would have had it. That would have scored.
Why should he get it?
Yeah.
That would have scored you major
why
points.
Should, yeah, but why should he get it and
because
not me?
Because he's. You know what this is?
We're equals. We didn't should both
see,
be in coach.
Didn't you? No, wait a minute.
No, if you would have asked him, hey Juan, which one of us should get it? What would he have said?
Me.
So there you go.
But I don't think
Michael,
he really means it.
Vanessa just texted me. Thanks for the shout out. Just heard it as I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, she is the best.
She is the best. You spoil us, Vanessa.
All right, so let me
you
ask you guys.
You don't want to go home.
Yeah, let me ask you guys about this. This is in, I can't believe this is in New York, but I'm told that it is. Okay?
By the way, you should ask Vanessa if Mace did the right thing complaining about the flight attendant.
Oh yeah, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Vanessa, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think. Well, Vanessa would never. Do
I think
that,
Vanessa is completely supportive of this.
By the way, Greg, Vanessa, huge UCLA fan.
But if you
fan.
Had a really Ooh. Rude flight attendant yeah. on your flight, do you not think they would be weeded out?
No, I'd give it back to them.
Really?
If they said, here, take some Cheez-Its.
What would you
and
say?
And I said, no, I would say, you take the Cheez-Its.
That's it. That's giving it back.
Flip
to
it back to them.
Flip it back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you take the Cheez-Its.
But they got the power to kick you off the plane.
I know.
So
they wouldn't do it.
That?
No, I'd kill him with kindness in the end. All right, now let me ask you guys about this. Mm-hmm. A recently passed New York State law prohibits anyone under the age of 21 from buying canned whipped cream.
Uh-huh.
It's meant to keep teenagers from using pressurized cans known as Whippets to inhale nitrous oxide.
Been there.
Wait a minute. You're inhaling nitrous oxide out of a whipped cream can?
Yeah, that's a very common thing, man.
Super common.
Wait, I do it. Like if somebody gives me a whipped cream can,
you're in it for the whipped cream.
Yeah.
They were in it for the air.
So what do they do with the whipped cream?
Well, screw the whipped
you
cream.
You don't actually get the whipped cream.
You don't
cream
have
out.
To get the whipped cream. You can do it in such a way that you press that thing and you only get the air that's inside as opposed to the whipped cream.
It's a light press on the top. We shouldn't be talking about this.
No,
it's
in the news.
For good reason. Yeah, it's been banned for good reason.
It gets you high?
Yeah, you get your little buzz. You know, it's like glue, that kind of stuff.
How long does it last?
I don't.
I don't remember.
Years, Michael. I think I was 11.
This seems like
this.
An unnecessary
no,
law.
No, it's an absolutely
how
necessary
did we mass
law.
This long in the world without banning the sale of whipped cream?
Here, take some Cheez-Its.
Wow.
This is a big day for drops. Where's the mic? Give me the Michael drop again.
See what
the
I
Michael
tell
drop
you,
is great.
See what I tell you about getting high, Mason, how bad it is? See,
yeah.
You don't agree with me.
Yeah. No, you just have a little buzz.
But that's a gateway.
No, it's not a gateway.
I've
never gatewayed anything.
You never try something stronger than
No. No.
Hmm. Well, how'd you get hooked on weed?
Yeah.
I didn't, not till my 30s when I was in New York and I really needed it. But I don't think there's a difference. I mean, I know you do.
But you're strong, but other people aren't as strong as you.
Correct. And other people aren't as strong as you. They can't handle their camus.
I'm bringing in a can of whipped cream tomorrow so you guys can show me how to do this.
No, you don't want to do that.
Why not?
I'll just set a bad example for the kids.
Oh, wait a minute. No, screw the kids. I want the whipped cream.
The whipped cream. No, you won't be able to get the whipped cream out. It'll just come out like it's a mess.
Oh, I'll get the whipped cream out. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. If you want to go for the whipped cream, you're not going to get the little buzz. You get the buzz from doing the thing.
I can't get both. I can't get the nitrous oxide and the whipped cream.
Can't do both.
Nope.
By the way, a lot of people responding, Bruno Mars as a guy that is in that.
I was thinking about him. He's close to Prince.
Great dancer, great musician.
If you go on YouTube and you just Google Bruno Mars, name that tune, you know, he can, if he's standing up in a room in front of people, you can ask him to sing any song and he'll do it.
Really?
Yeah, he's like one of those guys.
Yeah.
He knows like every song ever recorded.
Wow.
Super smart dude.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
You know what? Somebody took that picture of me wearing my new Trojan shirt very proudly.
Yeah. You look like you're 90.
And look what they did.
AARP.
They put AARP behind me.
Well, wait a minute. You're already eligible for AARP.
You start getting that stuff in your...
When you're 50.
When you're 50,
When you turn 55, you can actually cash it in.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. What do they do?
Get you discounts.
On?
Everything.
You have to go at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why not?
I ain't old.
Michael and I'll go four. What do you if it's a good restaurant?
Oh yeah.
Michael, do you play when you go to a movie? Yeah. Well, I guess you don't really go. But if you go to a movie, would you buy the senior ticket?
No, no. I just pay full price.
Yeah, me
care.
Too. I would not go in and say, give me the old guy discount. Get,
I want every discount I'm eligible for. Come on.
You know that there's no minimum age to join AARP?
Really? You can join it at
any time. It if you're 20?
At any time you want.
I got the letter 2 weeks ago.
It's so cool to tell everybody that you're a member of the AARP.
You get discounts. You get all the member discounts if you join
it
at 18.
I'm in favor of all the discounts. I want any discount I can get. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you.
Remind me of Paul Salata when he was 90.
Shut up. no matter what I do, Michael, no matter what I do, I get killed in here.
I know.
What's wrong with people?
Probably people envy you. Envy your position in
life. Hey, do you guys think Timmy Trumpet will make an appearance tonight?
No.
DeGrom's pitching.
Down with Timmy Trumpet.
But DeGrom's pitching.
No, not really.
I don't want to hear that trumpet tonight. We got Tyler Anderson. DeGrom is so much fun. I'm really excited to watch him.
I can't decide, Michael. What's the right thing to watch tonight or this afternoon at 4 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Serena or Dodgers-Mets?
Dodgers-Mets.
Serena. Because Dodgers she might lose. This might be Serena's last match.
Jake DeGrom.
She's retiring if she loses tonight.
Yeah, I know. Great career. I don't get tennis. Never have gotten it.
Really?
I know she's unbelievable and she's
Mason,
the best
you'd
there
like this
was.
Guy that's playing right now, Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, yeah.
He's a super hothead.
Yep.
Very talented.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good,
does not
pay any attention to tennis rules or etiquette.
Yells at the fans and the fans.
Yells at anybody. He had some woman thrown out because he said she'd had 700 drinks, and now the woman's suing him.
So his name is Kyrgios?
Nick Kyrgios. He was at a Laker game this year.
Is he American?
He's Australian.
Australian.
Big Laker fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's really good. He'll probably make it to the finals. He's like you. He does not have any time or tolerance for the
fools.
The more staid traditions of tennis.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He just says, "Screw it! I'm going to go out there and play and do whatever I want."
Good for him. All right. So here's something coming up next. People, Generation Z, they're hooking up less. Believe it or not. Hooking up less. I got that story coming up next for you. In the meantime, hey, Jacob and Ronnie, imagine you are in an Uber or Lyft sitting in the back seat driving to your destination and bam, you're injured in a car accident. Not just any car accident. An accident with an Uber or a Lyft is completely different than a normal wreck because your driver is covered by the Uber or Lyft. So not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you got to speak to the rideshare company's insurance as well. It's complicated. Trust me. Years ago, Jacob and his team took on these cases before other attorneys. Jacob understands all the nuances involved in rideshare accidents. So if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, Uber, Lyft, immediately call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, and I will take this as an authority tweet. I am not sure about anything, is the Twitter handle.
Okay.
I got to say, love Ireland, but man, this guy sometimes is the biggest P-word when it comes to complaining and trying to get things right with the company, or in this case, an airline. Of course, Mace did the right thing. I like that guy.
Yeah. I would not try and get somebody fired like you did.
I tried to get her fired.
What do you think the repercussions of you reporting are would
talking
be?
Talking to.
Yeah,
they got a union. A talking to.
Yeah, you got her fired.
There's no way that woman got fired.
Did Vanessa respond on Mace handled it right about the bad flight attendant?
No,
Vanessa's a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bergman, you're the one single guy around the show, so I'll
sure am.
I'll put this to you.
Okay.
Hinge.
Yes.
They've released a survey, and Hinge is a dating service. Have you used
now,
it?
Now, what's the rules of Hinge, Greg?
It's all the same thing as all the other ones. You don't swipe left or right, though. They just put the pictures up, and then you have to type comments.
So if I go
pictures.
On Hinge and I see a girl that I like, what do I ping
her
or something?
You can like, yeah, there's like a heart. You can press the heart, or you can send a note on something on one of their pictures.
Is it like this?
No, that sounds for Tinder.
Okay.
Radio Tinder, if you want to be.
So here's what Hinge has reported. 91% of millennials on Hinge are looking for relationships and not hookups.
I would agree with that.
Would you agree with that?
I think most people on Hinge are not looking for hookups.
So is Tinder more of a hookup?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tinder's I'm not even
just
on Tinder.
A hookup joint?
Yeah, for sure. Bumble kind of is, too.
Bumble's the one where the girl initiates, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But Hinge is not. I think Hinge, you actually have to do a little bit more work than you would on the other ones.
Yeah, 91%. So they're saying that Generation Z and millennials have destroyed the idea of a hookup because they're more interested in relationships and love.
Oh, boy.
Where does money rank in there?
Not even mentioned.
Oh,
the other 9%.
Yeah.
Not even mentioned.
Yeah, you don't want to meet you, Bergman. Don't date. No dates for anyone who doesn't provide
Michael,
financial statements.
Do you understand
statements.
This? He says marry for money. Why would you?
Greg already married for love the first time, Michael. I think this time he needs financial security. What do you think?
Well, you could marry for money if you're not expecting any kind of romantic feelings to come back.
There you go.
Oh, romantic feelings are overrated. Yeah.
No, they are not overrated. Yeah. Love is all you need.
It's all about the timing.
Love and money.
Love is in the air.
What if she loves you, you don't love her, Greg. You're not really physically attracted to her, but she wants to get romantic. Then what do you do?
Yeah. How much money does she have?
Let's say she's worth $100 million.
$100 million, and you're not physically attracted to her.
Then what do you do?
Greg, if she has $100 million, you are DTF, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Ireland. I don't think it really matters at that point. How much am I getting for this?
It doesn't matter. She has $100 million.
Really?
Downtown Fullerton. That was Downtown Fullerton.
Ireland's use of an acronym there was fantastic. Fantastic. All right, before we get to Game of Games, I want everybody to know this. We have got a brand new app. It is called the Cover 5 app. And every week, you get a chance to win $100 for picking 5 NFL games against the spread. Here's what you got to do. Download the Cover 5 app. And when you do, fill out all the stuff. Use code MI22 to join our show league. And you can play along with us all year long, see if you can beat us. I actually think that we should have somebody should get mythical money when they win the weekend Cover 5. What do you think, Ireland?
Do I think you're going to win the weekend Cover 5?
No, I think we should win mythical money if we win the weekly Cover 5.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do that. Bergman, make a note of that, will you?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, good.
It's all up here.
It's all up there. Okay.
It's all up
good.
Here where it counts.
And one more time, download the Cover 5 app. It's in the App Store. Use code MI22 either in the App Store or on your Android if you're on one of them things.
Yeah, I still can't decide if I'm watching the Dodgers or Serena. I think this is what I'm going to do.
Got to go with Serena. It's history.
Yeah.
It's the last time we're going to see
I'm going to watch the Dodgers for the first hour. Normally, the Dodgers get ahead 7 or 8-0 in the first hour, even though this is Jacob DeGrom. And hopefully then, after they get ahead 7-0, I can flip over and watch Serena.
The last set or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's arguably the greatest female athlete the world's ever seen. And you're just going to poo-poo and go, that's it. She's done. To you.
No, I just don't get it. Really? I just don't watch tennis. I mean,
Even during their height when the Williams sisters took the world by storm?
No, it was never a thing.
Were you the same way about Tiger, too? Like,
I never belonged to a country club. We never went and played tennis and golf and all that
stuff. You never played tennis as a kid or young, just fun?
We played racquetball at the public rec center.
Have you played pickleball yet? That's sweeping the nation.
Yeah. Yes, played pickleball. Played pickleball, Michael?
I love that game. Love that game.
It is.
Yeah, and it's less stressful than tennis.
Yes, way less. And
you have to run as much.
Correct. Speaking of which, I've got a personal trainer now, and I trained on Monday.
Did he bring donuts?
No. Okay. I trained on Monday. Yesterday I was fine. Today I'm sore.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
By the way, is that the way it works?
Have you seen Michael Roth lately? The mayor
of
LA Live?
No, Michael Roth.
47 pounds.
Good for him.
He looks good.
Good for him.
Looks like Zoolander now.
Oh, really? He's Blue Steel?
Blue Steel.
Right.
I like it.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's game today.
Call Pepe.
Get Pepe on the phone.
Pepe's going down.
It is the first game for our month of September, and I'm telling you, I've bet 10,000 mythical dollars on me to win the month. And in history, I've only won one other month.
And you tied
me. I was a tie, but I consider it to be a win. So we'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. What's the theme of this game, Michael?
Per El Presidente Pepe's order, capitals of the Americas.
And it's multiple choice, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Capitals of the Americas. Pepe's going to kill us.
No, you guys, it's a multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay, good. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, time for Game of Games, and it is Michael Thompson's game today, which means we welcome to the show the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
How you doing, guys? What's happening here? You're going to win the month of September, Mason.
I am.
All right.
And yeah, that ain't happening,
and it's going to start today, Pepe. Capitals of the Americas. This should be in your wheelhouse. It's multiple choice.
Yes.
All right, so Michael, what do we got?
By order of El Presidente Pepe Mantilla, today's Game of Games asks you to name the capital cities of the Americas, South, North, Central, and Latin. Multiple choice as per President Pepe's order.
Wow, so it's a tailor-made game for Pepe. Wow. You better win this, Pepe.
That's right. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
The original capital of this country was Boston, Providence, New York, or Philadelphia, or none of the above. The original capital of this country.
Of the United States.
New York, Boston, Providence, Philadelphia, or none of the above?
Boston.
Who's first?
Jorge.
None of the above.
None of the above. Greg.
Philadelphia.
Mace.
New York, Boston, Providence, Philadelphia, or none of the above?
New York.
Pepe.
Philadelphia.
I'm with Pepe and Greg. I'm going Philadelphia.
It is New York.
Yes! Mason on the board. Wow.
What is the capital of Canada? Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, or Ottawa?
Greg.
Ottawa.
Mace.
Ottawa.
Pepe.
Ottawa.
Ottawa is the capital? All right, I'll stick with the group. Ottawa, Jorge.
With the crowd, Ottawa.
Ottawa it is.
Yes!
What is the capital of Belize? Belmopan, San Ignacio, or Belize City?
Mace.
San Ignacio.
Pepe.
Belmopan.
Oh, Pepe.
What are my choices?
Belmopan, San Ignacio, or Belize City?
Well, I'm guessing Mason has been there, but I'm not going against Pepe. What did Pepe say?
Belmopan.
I'll go with that. Jorge.
Belmopan.
Greg.
Oh, I kind of want to go with Mace. Saint, whatever he
San
says.
San Ignacio?
Yeah. What is it?
Belmopan.
Okay. So,
Mason.
Right now, everybody has two except for Bergman. He has one.
But I don't know why you'd follow me.
I don't know. I thought you were smart for a moment.
You travel, Mace.
I do travel, yeah.
The capital city of Honduras is La Paz, Santa Barbara, or Tegucigalpa.
Let me go first on this one. Right. I'm out. Tegucigalpa.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so that's your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, then I go Tegucigalpa. Greg.
Yeah, that one.
Steve.
You have to say it.
All right, say it again.
Tegucigalpa.
Tegucigalpa.
Okay, Mace.
Isn't it Tegucigalpa? Yeah, right. that one.
That one, Pepe.
Tegucigalpa.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The capital city of Costa Rica is Cartago, San Marcos, Barranca, or none of the above. Cartago, San Marcos, Barranca, or none of the above.
Bergman.
None of the above.
Mace.
None of the above.
Pepe.
None of the above.
Well, Mason was just there, unless he was just like so stoned he didn't pay any attention. I'm going with
Cartago, San Marcos, Barranca, or none of the above.
I'll go none of the above. Jorge.
Yeah, none of the above.
It is San Jose. You guys are right.
Yeah, okay. I flew into San Jose.
All
right, so everybody has four except for Bergman, who has three.
Panama's capital city is Santiago, Colón, La Palma, or none of the above.
All right, Mace.
None of the above.
Pepe.
None of the above.
What's the country again?
Panama. Santiago, Colon, La Palma, or none of the above?
I'll go none of the above. Jorge.
None of the above.
It is none of the above.
Oh, well,
I'm going to guess none of the above.
All right.
The capital is actually
Panama City.
Yeah.
The capital of Suriname in South America is Matapi, Albina, or Paramaribo. Paramaribo.
Pepe.
I'm going to guess Paramaribo.
I'll go with Pepe since I've never been there. Jorge.
I'll go with Pepe.
All right. Paramaribo. Greg.
Paramaribo.
Mace.
Paramaribo.
And it is Paramaribo.
Okay. So everybody has six except for Bergman. He has five.
The capital city of Nicaragua is San Carlos, Managua, or Granada.
All right. This one's me.
San Carlos, Managua, or Granada. Nicaragua.
San Carlos. Jorge.
Managua.
Greg.
Managua.
Steve.
Managua.
Pepe.
Managua.
It is Managua.
Okay, so I missed that one. Jorge has seven, Greg has six, Mason has seven, Pepe has seven, and I have six.
Capital city of Guatemala is Jalapa, Santa Cruz, or Flores, or none of the above.
Jorge.
None of the above.
Greg.
None of the above.
Mason.
None of the above.
Pepe.
None of the above.
I can't afford to miss one, so none of the above.
You're right. It is Guatemala is the capital.
Okay.
El Salvador's capital is Nuevo San Salvador, San Salvador, or Santa Ana.
This is Greg.
San Salvador.
Mace.
San Salvador.
Pepe.
San Salvador.
I need one I can jump. I'll say San Salvador. Jorge.
San Salvador.
It is San Salvador.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Capital of Colombia is Medellin, San Felipe, or Bogota?
This one is Pepe.
Bogota.
I agree. Bogota. Jorge.
Bogota.
Greg.
Yeah, Bogota.
Bogota.
Everybody get it?
Yep. Bogota.
Okay. All right. So right now, Jorge has 10. Mason has 10.
Wow.
Pepe has 10. Ooh. Bergman and I have 9.
The capital of the Dominican Republic is San Pedro, Santo Domingo, or La Vega?
Jorge.
Santo Domingo.
Mace.
Santo Domingo.
Pepe.
Santo Domingo.
Greg.
Santo Domingo.
What are the three, Michael?
It is San Pedro, La Vega, or Santo Domingo.
I'm going to go San Pedro.
It is Santo Domingo.
Yes. Ah, I missed it. Okay, so 11, 10.
There are 11, some ringers in
11,
this game.
And 9.
Capital
okay.
of Brazil is San Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, or Brasilia?
This one is Jorge.
What is it again, Michael?
San Paulo, Rio, or Brasilia?
Brasilia.
Wait a minute. No, it's Pepe.
Brasilia.
Mace.
Brasilia.
Is this the last one?
No.
No, Greg.
I'll go with Brasilia.
I have to go with Brasilia.
It is Brasilia.
Okay.
The capital of Chile is Vellinar, Valdivia, or Santiago. Capital of Chile.
This one is Pepe.
Santiago.
Jorge.
Santiago.
Mason.
Santiago.
Greg.
Yeah, Santiago.
Yeah, I'll go same thing.
Capital of Peru is Puno, Trujillo, or Lima? Puno, Trujillo, or Lima for Peru?
This one is one of you guys that has all the 13s. Let's go, Jorge.
Lima.
Mace.
Lima.
Pepe.
Lima.
Greg.
Yeah, it's Lima, but I can't get
it. Yeah, we can't get ahead of these guys. Lima.
It is.
Ask a hard one.
Capital of Uruguay is Maldonado, Riviera, or Montevideo?
Mace.
Montevideo.
Montevideo.
Pepe.
Montevideo.
Jorge.
Montevideo.
Greg.
Yeah, it's Montevideo, but I can't get ahead.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's getting all these right. Get some hard ones.
Capital of Paraguay is Concepcion, Valaria, or Asuncion?
Jorge.
What's the second one, Michael?
Concepcion, Valaria, or Asuncion?
Asuncion.
Mace.
Asuncion.
Pepe.
Asuncion.
Greg.
I mean, yeah, just go with the Asuncion.
What are the other two?
Concepcion or Valaria?
Valaria.
It is Asuncion.
Yeah. Okay. The capital takes me out.
We're getting all these.
So. Yeah, yeah. So capital, let's do two more. I'm out.
Capital of Guyana. Is Charleston, New Amsterdam, or Georgetown? Guyana.
Pepe.
I'm going to guess. Can you repeat it?
Charleston, Charlestown, Georgetown, or New Amsterdam for Guyana?
Georgetown.
Mace.
Is Charleston the first one?
Yes.
I'll go Charleston. It's going to break up.
Jorge.
Give me the options again.
Charleston, Georgetown, or New Amsterdam for Guyana?
Georgetown.
Greg.
Sure, Georgetown.
What is it?
Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Mason's out.
Oh, that means I'm out too. Well, I can still.
You're one
still
behind. Tie. Let's do two more. Greg, you need this to stay in.
Capital of Trinidad. Is Porto, Spain, San Fernando, or Maracas? Trinidad.
Jorge.
I'll go with B.
San Fernando.
Pepe.
Porto, Spain.
Porto, Spain.
Greg.
I need to get this one.
Yeah.
I'll go with Pepe, Port of Spain.
Port of Spain it is.
All right. So that means, all right, this will be until we're just looking for a winner now. Yeah. All right. Three guys still alive. Go ahead, Michael.
French Guiana capital is Maria, Cayenne, or St. George's. French Guiana.
Bergman.
What were they again? Give me one more time.
Just guess A, B, or C.
Maria, Cayenne, or St. George's.
St. George's.
Jorge.
St. George.
Pepe.
St. George's.
Oh. It is Cayenne.
All right, so if you guys aren't even going to guess different ones.
Well, yeah, I went first. I didn't have a choice.
All right, so now, new rule. As soon as somebody says one, it's off the board.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Michael.
Capital of Haiti, Port-au-Prince, Cap-Haitien, or Fort Liberté?
Greg.
Port-au-Prince.
Oh, Jorge.
He saw Mason.
No, I actually know that one.
Guess one of the other two.
A, whatever A was.
Cap-Haitien or Fort Liberté?
Okay, which one are you taking, Jorge?
Capetian.
All right, Pepe, that leaves you with Fort Liberté.
It is Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince. Greg wins.
That's a terrible way to win.
That's an awful way to win.
Well, they wouldn't.
I was going to say Port-au-Prince.
I had tiebreakers.
All right,
I would have said
if you want to do a tie, do you have a tiebreaker that they can't tie in?
Right, yeah.
Let's do a tiebreaker between the three of them.
As far as the Latin America, or the countries in America, in the cities, the most populated capital city in Central America is Guatemala City, San Salvador, or Managua?
Michael, that's not a tiebreaker. They can all guess the same one.
No, maybe not. I got a couple of tiebreakers. Guatemala City, yeah. San Salvador, or Managua, most populated?
Managua.
Greg, or Jorge.
San Salvador.
Pepe.
What is the other one?
Guatemala City, San Salvador, or Managua, most populated in Central America?
San Salvador.
It is Guatemala City.
Did anyone guess that?
No one guessed.
Okay, here we go.
No, you're done. You don't know what a tiebreaker is.
You've done enough.
Here we go. No, they can't. A tiebreaker, if they can still tie, isn't a tiebreaker.
What is the length of the Amazon River closest? Not closest with the outgoing over, but just closest length of the Amazon River.
In miles?
In miles,
all right, Jorge.
Man, I don't know.
Just guess.
75. I don't know.
75 what?
75
what?
Okay.
75 miles.
75 miles. Greg.
Let's go with 100 miles.
100 miles. Pepe.
Do you know, guys, how big this river is?
1,000 miles.
There you go, Pepe, for the win.
I don't know.
It's 4,345 miles.
Pepe wins.
Wait a minute, Greg.
Good job, Pepe. I didn't know. I have no clue.
You have no clue how long the Amazon River is?
I know it's long. I don't know how long. It was just a random.
We needed to end the game, Michael.
It was swag, yes.
Hit the super stager.
Wait a minute, Pepe.
It is Super Crosstalk time, and Momo is here with Michael Thompson for the afternoon. Momo, how are you? You look great.
You guys do? Really? Wow. Yeah, I was at the indoor playground. I got fantastic. Pizza sauce on my shirt.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So Pepe was the winner.
Pepe won. You guys didn't even say bye to him.
Yeah,
bye.
I know. Bye, Pepe. congratulations. Michael, a definition of a tiebreaker is one that breaks the tie. You can't have multiple choice tiebreaker questions.
By the way, when everybody kind of knows the right answers in this case, you needed the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you're fine.
You guys are smart.
I didn't hear that. So what was the game was it too easy? Was it too hard?
It was like Capital
Everybody
cities.
Was getting all the right answers.
Capitals of the Americas.
And they have multiple choice.
Let me ask you, what is the appropriate thing to watch right now, 4 o'clock? Dodgers, Mets, or Serena?
Serena. Yeah.
No.
Not even close.
Jake DeGrom.
Right. This is her last match, possibly.
Possibly. She's playing the world number two overall.
Yeah.
So, like, doesn't have a
Does
great
anyone
odds.
Know the name of the world yeah. number Conta, two overall?
Contevita. Yep. Like that. Yeah. We want to check girls. But yeah, this could be Serena's last match. She's
gonna lose tonight. I understand.
I will turn
that.
In for the last game of the last
I'm
match.
Watch. Right. While I watch, in the studio.
While I watch Jacob DeGrom.
I'll watch your last set.
No, a set takes like an hour.
What happened to picture in picture? Remember when picture in picture was going to be a thing?
No, it was a thing. I had a picture in picture TV. It just kind of went away.
It went away.
It was like the thing with the glasses, the 3D. It just kind of went away.
Catch like channel 205 and it has everything up there. That's only for ESPN.
Well, no. Do you remember the OJ Chase, how the NBA finals were going on and they put the NBA finals in a corner while they were following OJ and the Bronco?
Yep.
Whatever happened to that? You should be able to watch both Jake DeGrom and Venus.
Cut your screen in half.
Yeah, or just a square.
Yeah,
just let me know what's going on.
Yeah, but so you guys don't want
to
see
DirecTV used to offer.
It's okay, Michael. We're gonna watch.
Yeah, Serena will be up there. Yeah, I'll watch the Dodgers on my phone.
Okay.
I mean, here to me, there's 162 Dodger games, and yes, some of them are more important than others. This is a very important one, obviously, in New York. Possible NL, Jake DeGrom.
They
want to
play their
back.
Trumpet, all that stuff.
Yeah, Timmy Trumpet or whatever that thing is.
By the way, I feel the same.
Whatever that thing is. Possible NLCS preview. But you know what? There's 162 of these games. Like, how many more games are we going to watch Serena Williams?
This is it. This is the last
one
tonight.
Probably it.
Yeah.
Momo, we were talking earlier about a potential Lakers trade, and it came out today in reporting that they could have gotten Buddy Hield and Miles Turner if they would have agreed to take Daniel Tice, throw in THT, and two number ones. Did they do the right thing not pulling the trigger on that deal?
I like Daniel Tice. I think he's a good player.
I do too.
Yeah.
I didn't see that before. Who 2 years,
that? $18 million. It was Jovan Buat said it was THT, the two draft picks, 27 and 29.
Yep.
And
Westbrook. And going out would be Daniel Tice, 2 years, $18 million.
Uh-huh.
Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. Don't you think that's better than the past?
I don't know if that's real, though. I mean, look, it's another report, so I don't want to say anything, but I haven't heard that. The version I've heard is more like, why would Indiana do that?
Salary cap relief.
Yeah, but
That would clear three bad contracts for the Pacers. I can see why they would do that. And they get two number one picks, and they only have to take Russ for 1 year. I could see why they would do it.
And maybe upside to THT.
Yeah. I can see why they would do it.
I mean, that's a better.
I think that's a better.
You
guys.
But that's a better deal than just accept the premise.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Buddy Hield plus Miles Turner plus Daniel Tice instead of Pat Beverly. As much as I love Pat Bev,
I agree with you. I think they need rotation players. They just need more guys who can play. Like Michael's son Clay plays on a team that has 10 deep. They go 10 deep there.
12 really.
I mean,
at least last year.
12 guys who can really play and be in the rotation night to night. Give the coaching staff different matchups, different looks. And I don't know how many you would really say on the Lakers right now are really solid rotational players.
Seems like they have a lot. Lonnie White's a good player. Yeah. Obviously, Austin Reeves is solid.
Yeah, solid.
So they've done a good job with the roster.
Like, still question marks. Young players.
Kendrick Nunn's coming back.
You know what? I hear good things about Kendrick Nunn.
He can shoot.
I hear, like, for people who've seen him this summer, they're really excited about him. And everybody's kind of like, oh, that's right. Kendrick Nunn's on the team. He didn't play all last year. It seems like he's going to play and he's going to be good. Like the early summertime vibe on Kendrick Nunn is pretty good.
I just got word from people that I'm not being double paid like you were. I'm being single paid.
Oh.
I'm only getting one check. John was getting double paid.
I heard about it. We had this whole moral discussion.
Yeah, I just.
Ramona was okay with how I handled it.
No, I think this is
Greg and Jorge say I'm a chump.
Eventually it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, and it's going to be worse when they catch up to you because you're going to have to pay it back or you're going to look bad.
And you may have already spent that money.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, if you got to pay it back, you pay it back.
Yeah.
But if they never catch it, then you never have to.
Yeah, but
what
if it's like a year later? That's
yeah,
a lot
year
of
later.
If it's 3 years later.
Yeah,
I know.
Come on, Momo. What do you think of the shirt? Everybody's bagging on the shirt.
I think I like. like it. Thank you. Know what? UBU.
Yeah.
You got to get back to UBU. And I think also, like, you look like put together more with that shirt on.
No, nice.
Why? Because it has a collar.
It has a collar.
Yeah, it has a collar instead of a t-shirt. You know.
Yeah.
Like I don't think you would have slept in that. Whereas most of the time, I think you wear what you slept in. Yeah. You sleep with a hoodie on?
I sleep with a big hoodie on, yeah.
It's summertime. It's like 100 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Any heat?
Yeah. It is hot outside.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
It's supposed to get hot. Apparently, Labor Day is going to be the hottest of the days.
Oh, I thought Thursday was. Tomorrow's supposed to be
hottest. Oh, I heard Labor Day is 100 everywhere.
It's just...
Where you're at, what's the temperature?
Where I live.
Yeah, where are you?
Where I live in the valley.
Oh, that's like 130.
Ramona
Storm?
Okay.
Ramona Rains?
All right. Okay. So the weather report.
Ramona aspires to be a weather
person.
Wherever
you are, it's going to be hot this weekend. Now, if you're at the beach, you're going to get a little relief. And the ocean might actually be warmer than the traditional Pacific Ocean, but we got a big mass of hot air sitting over Central and Southern California. It's hot, hot, and more hot. The only relief we have is it's not as humid as it has been the last few days. Inland valleys, high of 104. Out in the desert, could be up to 112. We're breaking records, people. Stay indoors. Stay calm. Don't leave your pets in the car.
No, that was like a...
That
like,
was really good.
That was like...
But if we could go back to the
70s... Did that sound professional?
Yeah, it sounded... You could actually just go do the weather.
You know, Ramon, I have some connections in the TV news business if you need an agent.
But if we could go back to the good old days, Ramona, when you weren't so sensitive, after you gave your weather report, could I then say as the anchorman, is it going to be as hot as you?
Oh, I think you could say that, Michael.
You,
Ron Burgundy would say that.
You can say that.
You could too, Mace.
You think I can?
Back in the old days.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the old days, you could joke around like that without getting fired.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I'm still in favor of joking around.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. It depends on who you're joking with. And, like, if we're friends and we know each
other.
Right? Like, it's okay.
Right. Jeez. Yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah.
Although, who was it? Jeremy Roenick was joking around with a girl that he was friends with. He'd like, been on a couple of vacations with her and her husband. Yeah. And he said something, you know, somewhat sexist, and they fired him.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah,
it kind of depends. Like, who's doing the joking? Who are you joking about?
Right.
Does everybody else, are they all in on the joke?
Are they in on the joke?
Yeah, are they in on the joke, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people are too sensitive now.
People are too sensitive. People get offended so easy.
I know. Oh, when God. I was a kid.
Yeah. The stuff. The stuff we used to say. So Momo, are you at a point where you are completely occupied by kids? In other words, are they running all over
my
you?
My cup runneth over. Is that the question? Yes, totally.
Is everybody walking, everybody talking, everybody doing their thing?
I feel like the 2.5-month-old baby is not walking yet, but I'm getting him there.
What?
Michael.
What's his problem?
I'm standing him up, and I'm trying to get him to use his legs.
How old is he?
2.5 months.
That's kind of soon.
A little early.
Yeah,
I know.
Kind of soon.
The one thing I learned with the other kid was I was straight up LeVar Ball with Daniel. I was like, let's go. We're going to walk at 6 months.
Really?
Right? Like, I was like pushing him to hit all the milestones early.
Never
lost. I'm competitive and stuff. And with this one, I'm like,
never lost. Never lost.
I'm
undefeated.
Never
lost.
Not walking yet. Because once they walk, that's a whole other ballgame. That means that you have to chase them. And so the last 2 days, I have on the weekends, I don't really have any help at all, so I'm just like, just mom the whole time.
Right.
The baby's easy.
Ramon, I'm going to give you a scenario. Michael, you too. I'm going to give you a scenario that Mason is facing this weekend, and you guys give your advice on how he should play it.
Okay.
All right. At 11:30 at the Rose Bowl, Bowling Green University, Mason's alma mater, is in town for a rare visit. I can't remember the last time they were
here. I can't remember ever Bowling Green playing.
They take on UCLA. UCLA is like a 25-point favorite. It's at 11:30 at the Rose Bowl. At 3:30 at the Coliseum, USC plays Rice. It is the debut of Lincoln Riley and this high-octane USC offense. And that's at 3:30.
I got your solution.
What is it?
You're going to the first half of Bowling Green, and you're leaving at halftime because you can't get stuck in the Rose Bowl traffic.
Can't.
You're going to hop on the metro from you're going to take your car, you're going to drive downtown. You're going to take the metro from here down to USC because you're going to park your car here.
Right.
So you're not going to have to deal with all the parking there. You're just going to go metro, and you're going to get there by kickoff.
That makes perfect sense. I'm just going to get on the train, go to USC, and see the game. I am not going to wind up at the Rose Bowl. I'm not going to try to
Ramona,
do the doubles.
Does this
I get
figure
that.
Into it?
Yeah.
The temperature at kickoff at the Rose Bowl is expected to be 102.
Okay.
Mason says he's not even going to Pasadena. He's going only to USC.
Only to the Coliseum.
Michael, how would you play it? If Minnesota was playing at the Rose Bowl against UCLA, but you're a USC fan and you want to see that team play, do you try and go to one, try and go to both, stay home and watch on TV? What do you do?
Neither. Stay home. Traffic's too bad.
Okay, if you would have asked me this 5 years ago, my answer would be different. But I am a different person now, okay? I'm trying to do things where don't overload yourself and not enjoy anything.
Right.
Do the thing that you really want to do. Make choices in life. Say no to one thing, say yes to the other, but really enjoy
the
thing
that you say
yes to. Mace,
do what I'm doing. Get up early, play golf, go home.
Watch on TV.
Watch both games on TV.
Nope. I'm there.
Not
going to miss a home game this year. That means a lot of weekends it's going to be doubles.
Ramona?
Game on Saturday, game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Ramona, I was driving home the other night.
Yeah.
I heard a thud. Got out of the car and saw a pig hobbling off. You know, I wanted to help it, but it simply ran off. The next day, I hear a knock on the door. It's two cops. They ask, hey, you been in an accident last night? I asked the cops, how did you know that? Cop said, the pig squealed.
Oh, Michael.
I liked it.
You know what? That could have been a lot worse. I was getting nervous.
The pig squealed.
I know. I get it. I'm that nervous.
You're going to have a whole afternoon of those.
All right, can you imagine?
Do you know that I asked for this? I wanted Michael to host more than one day, but he could only give me one.
I'm surprised he gave me the one.
If a skeleton asks you for a drink, what do you hand him?
What do you hand him?
A mop.
Wait, I don't get it.
I don't get that either.
A skeleton drink.
Oh, it goes through him. Okay.
What do you not get?
Yeah.
It's a skeleton.
I want to laugh, but I don't get it.
Yeah, no, you're going to have a very punny afternoon. Very, very punny.
You know what? This sounds about what people want to hear, because I've been out in the world with driving around with kids the last few days.
Right.
And all it is it's really hot. You're just trying to find something to keep them occupied, right?
Yep.
And people are driving around, and I can't describe to you how hot it is in the Valley. Like, it's
so
hot. Yeah,
I know. I can believe it.
It's like going to Vegas. It's so hot. So, punny jokes are good with me.
I'm good with that. Yeah, you just put them in the penitentiary.
Hey, when Lindsay was your producer, did you get a rundown
Lindsay,
like this?
Did we get a rundown like that?
Lindsay, you're so professional.
We worked remotely. We
shared documents and stuff like that.
No,
but Lindsay.
She knows she's working with a couple of amateurs today. That's why she gave us these.
Michael, here's a joke that you would like.
Okay.
So I hired a guy to do 8 odd jobs for me.
8 odd jobs.
He only did 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's good.
Steve's trying not to laugh.
All afternoon long, people. All afternoon long. The jokes keep coming.
This poor guy, kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Walks into the bar, asks the bartender, hey, bartender, can you make me a zombie? Bartender says, God already beat me to it.
What up,
Michael? Yeah. You know what? We got to save these, Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need these at 6:45.
No, we're off at 6:30 tonight.
Oh, yeah, you need these.
I got to go watch the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Come on, Serena Williams, all-time
there
great.
There she is right there. Ramona, she's about to get boat race. She's playing the number 2 player in the
world. She's going to win.
Ramona, save your breath. You're talking to two misogynists.
Momo, you want to bet Mythical money?
Okay.
How much?
I will bet $10,000 Mythical dollars.
All right,
Serena wins tonight.
I've got the number 2 player in the world. You've got Serena.
I don't care. It's Serena. I'm just
betting.
She's
got the greatest. She's got the GOAT. And
she's going out
with a bang. Momo.
Yeah.
What do you got?
That's it.
Okay.
Andy's here tomorrow. Guess what? At 2 o'clock, John.
Yeah.
Me and Andy are both going to reveal our love-hate list for fantasy football this year.
You're the worst fantasy football player I've ever seen. Why would anyone want to hear your
love-hate
list? I know who you love. Christian McCaffrey. You drafted every year.
He's on my hate list.
Got to hit some year.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you is Momo with Michael Thompson.
Whoa.
Standing by with many, many dumb.